I want to start using Audio Boo as a way of keeping track of a running commentary and how this dissertation is going. I'm quite enjoying using the blog as a way of writing up what I'm thinking about and what I'm discovering in the reading. But I think having the sort of the random thoughts about, you know, just kind of analysing my progress and thinking about, you know, what it feels like to be doing it, to have those posts in there as text, feels like it might be muddying the waters a little bit. But at least if I've got it in a different format, even if it is posted into the blog, it means it's kind of a bit more distinct and keeps things a little bit more a bit clearer. I'm thinking also about using, you know, what am I eventually going to do with this blog? There's a number of different choices, it seems to me. I can use it just as a way of kind of a note-taking exercise, but with, you know, and then taking those notes and putting them into a more formalized structure on a different platform. So that's a wiki that I eventually use to submit the dissertation, or to just write it up in a traditional format. But I've also been wondering about what I would need to do to make the blog submissible as the dissertation, either in part or in whole. And I think a lot of that's going to come down to effective tagging of each of the different posts, so that, you know, seen as a whole, the blog is one big story of the dissertation, in terms of kind of a chronological chronological view of, you know, what I was thinking at different stages and how things had developed, and that kind of fits in quite nicely with the what I think is going to be sort of a more ethnographic approach to analysing my role as a practitioner in all of this. But then it should be fairly easy to, by searching for different tags, to look at the different themes or slices through the experience. So you could, you know, perhaps look at, you know, blog posts that are specifically to do with the literature, or to do with the theme within the literature, like narrative or something like that. I make it a bit more of a dynamic, interactive way of engaging with the dissertation text. But I think I need to talk a little bit more with Richard about that, to see how appropriate it's going to be. So that's the end of the first audio boo. I have a few more ideas. I might do another one straight away, but we'll just kind of see how that sounds.